I was born bold.
Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au. Worth. All the workshop equipment you need on the go. Download the new Worth app today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Oh, great to have you with us this morning. And I tell you what, the ascension of Dustin Martin from good footballer to great footballer to megastar to now stratospheric superstar has got a lot of contributing reasons behind it. But the story starts with Ralph Carr for Mine Wispy. You got it. Behind every great player, there's a manager that is just the calm hand on the till, that is able to make sure that their client is focused, that their core business is looked after. And once you look after the core business, then the other stuff will flow. And I get the feeling that this has been managed to perfection, that Dusty has sat down with Ralph and he said, all right, Ralph, let me get to work and then you get to work. Well, Dusty's delivered again. And I reckon right now the man that we're talking about, Ralph Carr, would be sitting back saying, I told you, young fella, now we'll start to reap the rewards. Welcome to you, Ralph.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. And I like that line about the hand on the till. That's good.
It is a very, very calm hand you're on, but also it's on the till in the money bank as well. I hope that that's starting to turn over. I would imagine right now that the inquiries on around Dustin would be as high as they've ever been.
Oh, yes, they certainly are. Certainly are, and we're thrilled. I mean, you put plans in place, as you know, Gary, and you hope they go to plan. This one was a lot of hard work, and we got there, which is great. Yeah, I'm so thrilled for Dustin.
I think, and look, I don't want to embarrass you, but I think it's important to acknowledge it because Dusty's a young man who come from the country and led a pretty simple life, and it can be really a heady time for these young blokes when they start to enjoy this success. So you seem to have been able to strike that great balance between giving him his space because he's a private man, but also just finding the right amount of endorsement deals that maintain his lifestyle.
Yeah, look, it was a challenge. However, you know, we recognised all the things in Dustin. We knew he was a great player. And he just developed over time. He developed the drive and he developed this amazing willingness to genuinely learn. And then he was patient and disciplined about it as well. So all those things, I think, you know, helped him get to where he is now. And look, if we were a small part of it, which I'm thrilled, and I thank you.
Well, Ralph, I think you're a big part of it. And I think the decision all those years ago when North Melbourne were courting him, and can you just confirm this? Was the deal $9 million over 6 years that North Melbourne offered him at that time?
No, it was 11 over seven.
$11 million over 7 years. And then Adelaide came into the equation very late as well with a massive offer.
Yes, same offer. They matched that offer, which was Mark Rashuda, who came down to see me, and they matched that offer. And then we took less than that to stay at Richmond, which I had to talk Dusty into, as everyone knows. And I gave him the equation of what we could make outside football. I thought was a lot better, and I thought that Richmond were a better club and better equipped to take him to where he wanted to go.
Does he acknowledge that now, that that was the great decision that you made with him on his, well, pretty much on his behalf at that time?
Oh, yes. I think that last game, I can't remember. I think the last game was against St Kilda, and he got a standing ovation. And I think after that game, we met for dinner, which we normally do, and he said, I think you're right. I think we stay. He got this huge standing ovation, which was pretty amazing.
Ralph, we're talking to Ralph Carr, the manager of Dustin Martin, Shai Bolton, Daniel Rioli, and Mabior Chorall as well. And we'll get to that in a minute, those other players that you manage. But in terms of his marketability Australia-wide now, we know obviously the game has been up there in Queensland. It's expanded probably the horizons of the game this season because of COVID-19. New South Wales is still a huge market. But in terms of the national marketability of somebody like Dustin Martin, how big is it?
It was interesting because we did some research with Bonds and Voost, who are partners, with Dusty, and he was quite strong, believe it or not, in most states, bar Queensland. So it worked out well for us this year because it certainly lifted his profile in Queensland. But he was strong in most states, which is unbelievable. He was the most recognised sports star, you know, as you know, people recognised the face, and that was part of the marketing. Or the research, sorry.
I was talking about this with some friends about his marketability, and I said with, you know, the manager looking after him that he's $1 million over and above his footy wage every year without any issue. I don't think that's a stretch, Ralph.
Well, you're close.
Am I under? Close. I might be under.
No. Look. It was interesting because I used different I didn't use the conventional marketing with Dustin. I used the experience that I had from the entertainment world and the business world rather than the football world and tried to do it a little bit different. Hence why we have the great partners in Rolex and Boost and, sorry, say Kennedy Group, Rolex, Bonds and Boost and Jeep. Because we wanted to be a bit different, and we wanted our marketing to be a bit different, and so far so good, Gary.
It's a credit to both of you. You got to have the player to get the job done, and then the agent to go and do the deals. Do you target someone, or is it now at a stage where you just sit back and wait for them to come to you?
No, I targeted. I remember writing. I'd worked with Bonds for years and years, and I admired what David Beckham did with Calvin Klein, a friend of mine manages David. And I wrote this huge. I couldn't sleep the night before the grand final. I wrote this huge email to Bonds, telling them how this could work, and telling them how to market this, and how they would get a result. And the next morning, the CEO rang me and said, or the marketing head rang me and said, "You crazy, don't you sleep?" Because he saw I'd written an email at 4 or 5 in the morning.
That's what you want from your manager, up all night.
So, exactly. So, no, we targeted most of the ones we had.
Well, we've got a great idea that's come through on the text this morning, given that Dusty's kicked a couple of amazing banana-style goals this season. What about a banana campaign up there in Queensland somewhere for Dusty?
I like that.
Get onto that. You can be up all night putting a proposal together for that. Now, you've also, Ralph, we're talking to Ralph Carr, the manager of Dustin Martin. Also, Shay Bolton finished, I think, his fourth in the best and fairest last night. Yep. Out of contract at the end of 2021. When would you pick up a conversation with Richmond about the extension of that contract, Ralph?
Oh, look, Richmond have been terrific. And look, I've got a fantastic relationship. And I think there's some real quality people there that are probably the best people I've ever worked with, namely Blair Hartley. And Blair and I speak most weeks. So we spoke yesterday, so I think we'll speak come the new year. I don't think he's going anywhere, though we've had lots of approaches. You know, we love the way the club runs from top down, from the architect, Brendan Gale. So I don't think... And he's wearing Kevin Bartlett's number. How can he move?
Exactly right. Ralph, just before we let you go, Dusty, the boot deal, did you get that sorted out in the end? I know that was up in the air. It was a bit fascinating for all of us. What do you end up doing in the end?
No, we're waiting, and we'll announce something. We're knee-deep in this documentary that we're doing with him. We've been filming for 4 years.
Oh, yep.
And we'll do that boot deal over the summer, I'd say.
Ralph, just one final question from me. You've got a choice between managing Gary in his heyday or me in my heyday. Which of us would you choose? You can only choose one of us.
Oh, I think you won a few more premierships, Tim. I'll take you.
I won't be offended.
Sorry, Gary.
Ralphie, I'm not offended. I would go exactly the same way. Hey, thanks for jumping on this morning, and great work with Dusty. And if he wants to come in and have a chat with me and whispers his favourite breakfast radio team, then if you could organise that, that'd be great.
Ralph's been promising me that interview for 4 years now, Ralph. How about it?
I know. Well, we'll get there one day, I'd say.
Good on you, Ralph. Great right, to guys. Talk. Ralph Carr.
Thanks so much for having me on.
No Good worries. Day. The manager of Dustin Martin. 11 million over 7 years. It's a little bit of jam in the donut. Let's come back and talk about that after the break.